The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
We do lots of great shows here on Tony Curry Radio. We do classic rock shows. We got blues shows. We got animal shows. We have great shows called Mission Minded, which we do with Michael Coleman, who's going to join us right now. And Bite by Bite, Heart of Alabama Food Bank, talking about defeating America and food banks and something that we all know. It takes human beings. It takes a lot of passion to make a non-for-profit go, regardless of what you're talking about. But really, it's about the people that get involved in what you are trying to push through. And there are certain ways you've been doing this your entire life, Michael, about how to get people involved in your business. How is that?
Well, look, for those of you who may not know, who may just be joining in maybe for the first time, you know, we have a huge sourcing and distribution. That's kind of our role. And we need lots of volunteers for that. So we're constantly recruiting volunteers. But then the agencies or our partner agencies are the ones that have the community food bank or the community pantries, the church pantries, all that. And they hit us up all the time and said, I could do so much more, but I just can't get anybody coming and volunteering. And so I say, well, tell me a little bit about how you recruit volunteers. And it's, let's just say it's very uninspiring. And it's no wonder you don't get volunteers. Now, so I said, we just put together a little training for some of our folks to help them understand. And so I'm just going to touch on a few of those points because really it applies to getting anybody involved in things that you're passionate about. And so it doesn't have to be volunteering or whatever. But one of the things I try to coach people on is when you start at the very beginning is you have to be able to define what it is, not that you're doing, but the impact that you're making. Talk about impact, because people have very little time, because we know they have a million things out there competing for their time. So if you're wanting to pull somebody into your world, you better be able to tell them how it's going to change somebody else's life. Now, if you're always complaining about the work, if you're all that's not going to inspire anybody. They're like, oh, they bitch and gripe all day long about having to distribute groceries, or they judge the people that are coming. Nobody wants to be a part of that. So talk about it very favorably, about the work that you're doing, the lives that you're changing. And then be prepared to give somebody, hey, if you're going to come on board with us, here's very specifically what we need in our volunteers. I've seen volunteers come on site sometimes and they're not, and you're not ready for them. You don't really know what you're going to do. You just like having them around. So they end up sitting around and they're like, well, can I help this? And no, you almost need to write a job description. Hey, we need a volunteer in our frozen section to do this. We need a volunteer who's going to sit at this table and help sign up, and just make it very clear. And then you invite people to just come and be a part of it and start just experiencing. And it's so eye-opening when people just come and they begin to see the need, how many people come and get food from these different locations. But I'll tell you, the number one thing that I think shuts it down along the way is when you're bringing in volunteers, you're bringing in typically a lot of older people who have maybe retired from their jobs, because this is during the daytime. So these are people who are retired, or maybe their spouse works and they have the freedom, but have a lot of life experience. And so they will come in and they will look at an operation and they'll say, well, have you thought about this, or we thought about this? And I've seen people shut all that down. Look, I don't want your thoughts. I don't want you coming in changing anything. And so what you end up doing is devaluing that volunteer. And so somebody may come and load boxes for you, but they're not going to feel ownership of it. And that does not mean every idea you have to give into, but lots of times when somebody suggests something to me, and let's say it's not that I'm so locked into what we have and their idea is just as good as what we're doing, I'm like, hey, that's a great idea. Would you implement that? Now it becomes theirs. My life's not changed any, but now they're motivated because they've now taken ownership, and they're like, hey, tell them that. Now they're going out telling their friends, hey, I went over there and they did something I didn't really think was good. I told them about the system and they implemented it. And now I'm running this. And And so what you're doing is when you bring people in and you inspire them and you help them understand this much bigger picture, whose life they're changing, they have a specific role. They're taking ownership of that role. They get to employ their own ideas. Well, they get excited and then they go back to their circle of influence. Now, that could be your church group. That could be your bridge club. That could be you go out and eat biscuits with the fellas in the morning, because we have that all over the South, every Hardee's or whatever. Or McDonald's has a group of men who gather around. And you tell them, and people want to be associated with success. And then then follow on that. The last thing is you've got to spend the time letting people know how much you value them. Mm. You know, a company comes in and they're there for 2 hours. At the end of that, if they've packed 400 boxes, and we say, do you know you just prepared 7,500 meals for elderly people in Montgomery community? They leave there with, it wasn't just 2 hours and they're sweating. And it's like, yeah, that was, but now they envision, we've said, these boxes are for older people who can't get out of their house. And now they're like, wait a minute. These are people who I'm not going to get to meet, but I changed their life because I came in and did that. And you leave there with a sense of fulfilled purpose. And people are thanking you. They appreciate you. They value you. Those are things that everybody wants and needs, especially as you get older. And so what you're doing is you're giving them every reason in the world to come back and be a part of what you're doing and to bring a friend. And so a lot of it is just start with where you are. Ask yourself, is this a place where somebody wants to be a part of? Is there joy here? Is there accomplishment here? Is there impact here? Are you loving people? Are you caring for people? And if you're not dealing with all those things, then you are creating an environment that makes it incredibly difficult for volunteers to both want to come be a part of, want to take ownership of, and want to stay there.
And if you don't mind, I want to add something here, and I'd like you for you to expand on it. Just talk about how important it is for people that are volunteering for whatever you're doing, that they're advocates of yours and that they understand what your purpose is. I think a lot of times, you know, I used to run a non-for-profit as well. And we will always need volunteers. And I'd always say to my ex, well, what do we need volunteers for? Cause we'd have 10 or 12 people show up and we didn't know what to do with them. Do you need us to put tents up? Do you need us to put tables out? And then normally, you know, we'd have somebody obviously wanted to do it all anyway. And they're like, no, you're good. And then of course someone came out all day to volunteer and they didn't do anything for you. And there's always room to advocate. I mean, you can always put one of our t-shirts on and just walk around to people and tell people what we're doing and how we're trying to expand. Can you just talk about that? Because I think a lot of people, they volunteer. It may be a physical thing, maybe putting boxes in, but like you just said, you put together 7,500 meals. Where are these meals going? Who are these meals for? You know, talk about that part of it.
That's right. So when I first got here, there was a lot of, hey, volunteers, we've got to get 400 boxes packed today. And they were driving the volunteers almost like they were employees. Hey, we got to just push them through. And we're like, no. Who cares whether we get the 400 boxes? It'd be great if we do, but you know what? If we only get 300 boxes, but they leave here with a great experience. So part of that is taking time to educate them and help them see as they're working, did you know we have X amount of seniors, not just these boxes, but X amount of seniors we have to do? We give them little swag bags. We try to give every volunteer a t-shirt. And what I told them when I got here, I said, is that an investment to give every volunteer t-shirts? Because we get a couple thousand volunteers a year. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's an investment. But here's the thing. If you get a volunteer with Heart of Alabama and a nice t-shirt, something they're going to wear out, a thick t-shirt. And so our volunteer t-shirts are navy with white writing. And we've got Heart of Alabama. I volunteered at Heart of Alabama Food Bank. Well, guess what? Now we got walking billboards all over the place. Yeah. And so all of that pays value. And we've seen them out, people walking through Walmart. And we're like, oh, there's one of our volunteer shirts. Nice. You know, you just see it. And so you inform the volunteers, you show them respect, you show them, let them know the impact they are. And I guarantee at a minimum, they will come back And even if they can't come back, they will share their experience with somebody. And that's what you want. You want to create little ambassadors for what you're passionate about. So it could be your nonprofit. It could be just your pantry, church pantry, whatever it is. You get people involved. You got to be excited about it yourself. You got to give them impact and then celebrate what they've done, and which empowers them and motivates them to go out and share that good news with other people.
This is Bite by Bite.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.